Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast. My name is Coach JV. I am the top health, mindset, and crypto coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And if you were on yesterday's podcast, if you were not on yesterday's podcast, you need to go back and listen to it because we need to start learning how to become our own asset. And today is Health Tuesday. Remember my podcast, Motivation Monday, Health Tuesday, Hump Day Wednesday, Life Lesson Thursday, Subconscious Mind Fired Up Friday. Well, today is Health Tuesday. And what we're going to talk about today is mental health and how unbelievably important it is to find out how and who you are as an asset. If you do not focus on your mental health worries, if you do not focus on your mental health, it will be very, 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 very difficult to find out who you truly are. So take out nutrition, take out dieting, take out all those icky words and uncomfortableness of eating clean and things like that. And understand that if you don't clean things up, warriors, if you don't clean out your body and clean out your gut that has its own ecosystem and brain system that communicates with your brain, then warriors, you're not going to find your creative flow. You're going to see these periods of peace and prosperity and then come collapsing back down. So let's talk about this for just a moment. Our mental health has been declining dramatically because of our food system, our education system, and our medical system. In the 1900s, we know that John D. Rockefeller, very, very wealthy person, took over the medical board, basically took over the medical board in so many terms, or created the medical board, or worked to help with the medical board. You know, J.P. Morgan, in so many ways, was connected to the education board, which is a general education board, which taught us how to be vocational workers, okay? So we're taught to be vocational workers, not to think outside the box. And in America, we are to treat symptoms. In the 1900s, they got rid of basically all, they called them quack doctors. They came up with the word quack doctors, like chiropractors, holistic healing, around the 1900s. So what it did is it made us sick and made us treat symptoms, not the problems, turned us into vocational workers where we can't think outside the box, okay? And our food systems are designed to keep us sick. 65% of food in the grocery stores is not even real food. So now you're eating fake food that's processed that your body doesn't even know how to process properly. Okay. You're in an education system that teaches you not to think outside the box, an indoctrination vocational system that teaches you how to be a worker. And your medical system, when you go in because you ate all the shitty foods, that's 65% not real and not cooperating properly with your body and messing up your brain, you go in to get the symptom treated by a doctor who does not treat problems, it treats symptoms. Okay, so now you're treating the symptom. You don't have the ability to think outside the box to correct it. You're eating foods that are keeping you in this vicious cycle and you're expecting to become the best version of yourself, to become a creative being and to go out there and change lives and become your own asset. How are you going to become your own asset, warriors, if you can't even control your eating? How are you going to become your own asset if you can't control your mind? How are you going to become your own asset if you can't get your shit together? Let's be serious about this. So this isn't about diet. This isn't about nutrition. This is about going from survival to thriving. So I'm going to give you some recommendations to help with mental health and brain health. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physician. This is just what I did personally. I'm just taking you on my journey. Consult your doctor, physician. I don't want to get sued for a bunch of bullshit. This is what I did. So what I did is I realized that fasting is a very, 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 very powerful way to increase cognitive brain function, number one. Number two is to allow your body to process sugars and carbohydrates properly. Number three is a powerful way to regulate your insulin. So when you start regulating your insulin, allowing your brain to operate properly and have massive amounts of cognitive brain function through your body producing ketones and being clear, right? And your gut starts to clear out and clean up, which has its own brain that communicates with your brain. So that's step number one. This fasting was helping me dramatically create much more productive brain function. So I fast every single morning till about 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock every single day. I'm back on track now. So I'm fast breaking my fast with fats and protein. And I'm having basically a balanced meal at night, working to get all my protein intake. I start with protein, then I back into the calories. Okay. The reason why I do fasting till about 1 o'clock, because I start so early in the morning, I have massive amounts of productivity by 1 o'clock. And usually by 1 o'clock, I've done more than most human beings will do in a whole week, because my brain doesn't have that spike and then that drop. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is, as you go into nutrition, it's really understanding this. The carbohydrates are a non-essential nutrient. And if you see our food pyramid, they fucked us with the food pyramid. I think it's the FDA, right? The FDA fucked us with the food pyramid. And they said that you need about 8 to 12 servings of carbohydrates. And they made that your foundation. Why the fuck would you make the foundation carbohydrates when it's a non-essential nutrient? When we get into a box, we go to a fucking box, we sit in a box, we don't do shit all day, but we type on our computers. We're not moving. We're not athletes. We're not farming. We're not out there hunting. So our body doesn't need 8 to 12 servings of carbohydrates. And they made that your foundation. That's your foundation, breads and sugars and carbohydrates. No. Fats and protein are essential nutrients. Carbohydrates are non-essential nutrients. Your body doesn't even need carbohydrates. It needs them for energy production. Athletes, yes, need carbohydrates. Bodybuilders, yes, need carbohydrates. Or somebody who moves around, a construction worker, needs some carbohydrates. It's going to utilize the energy that's coming into the body through the food source. But if you're just sitting at a fucking desk all day, typing at a computer like I do now, I went from training people 9 sessions a day to sitting at a computer and talking, you know, a YouTube channel and interviewing people. And I do about 5 freaking Zoom calls a day with businesses and business meetings and stuff like that. So I was starting to get a chunky belly. The reason why is because my ass went from training 9 sessions a day to sedentary. So I had to change things up. So I had to lower the carbohydrate intake because my body wasn't utilizing the carbohydrates. Proteins are muscle building. The more muscle you have, okay, the building blocks, the more muscle you have, the faster metabolism. Fats are hormone and energy production. Did your doctor tell you, go eat more fats? No, fats are hormone energy. They taught you in the 1980s that fats were so bad. They took fats out of your diet and they put trans fat in there. That gave more heart attacks than anything. Because what happened is they cut out fats and everybody started eating carbohydrates. So people were eating protein and carbohydrates and no fats. And fats are energy production and hormones. So our hormones are all fucking out of the balance. We're shoving carbohydrates in our face. And now we got a bunch of people who are obese, are sick. And it's not your fault, Warriors. It's not your fault. You've been indoctrinated in the system. So I don't blame people when I see them in those positions. I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. But once you have awareness, it is your fault. That's where I come in with the hardcore coaching. Once you have awareness, it's your fucking fault. So if you're sitting at a desk all day, Warriors, I would highly recommend you fast till noon or one. Consult your doctor or physician. This is just me documenting my journey. 12:01, fast till 12:01. Drink a shitload of water. Allow your body to process through the food. Break your fast with fats and protein. Remember, we're working to get us to figure out what we are as an asset. When we figure out what we are as an asset and we find out who we truly are, we're going to kick fucking ass in life. This is about thriving, not surviving, Warriors. So break your fast with fats and protein. An example, chicken breast, some olive oil, a salad. You'll be fucking fine. You don't need to have the dessert. You don't need to have the bun on your burger. And then eat whatever the fuck you want at night. Just let your body process through the fats. Get through the day, you'll have tons of brain function. If you want to eat like dog shit at night, that's fine. Give your body at least 22 hours to process through all that food. Give it 23 to 22 hours of brain function. So those are two things you can do powerful. Now, what does that do? It improves your mental health, Warriors. Because you're not pounding energy drinks or 3 coffees a day to stay alive. And when you do that, Warriors, it's fucking up your brain function. You're spiking, coming down. You know, your mood's up, your mood's down, you know, and then because you're eating shitty food and you can't focus properly, you're looking at pornography, lowering your internal vibration because you can't control your eating. Then all of a sudden you're looking at low vibration stuff and you're listening to low vibration music and it's just this constant vicious cycle. So it's not just that easy to figure out who you truly are. You need to figure out who you truly are by operating properly with the ecosystem, grounding yourself within what is naturally needs to be done within the body. Fasting, proper foods, whole foods, right? Getting enough sleep, allowing the brain to work properly, communicating with your brain, sitting in silence, connecting your heart and mind together. So we talked about on Monday, becoming your asset, right? How do you become your asset, right? You got to ask yourself those questions. What would you do? What would you do if money was no object? What would you do for a living if you had to? You had to have a job. You had to have a work. You had to work at something. But everything was taken care of and you got to choose what you would do for a living. What is it you would do? That may take a little bit for some of you to figure out. Number two, Health Tuesday. You need to get your shit together. You got to get your body working properly. I'm not telling you to go out and be on some crazy nutrition plan. In our 120 challenge, we give you every single tool to do this. Every single tool to do this. And 99% of you have not joined. Why? You'll spend $300 on coffee and energy drinks a month, but you won't spend the money to invest a slow monthly fee to join a program that gives you all the answers. You are the number one asset. You should be investing the most money into yourself, not shoes, not purses, not fucking fancy cars. You, the ecosystem, you're the Ferrari, you're the purse, you're the house. And if you do that, Warriors, you will have all that shit that you want. And when you say it's funny, when you start to have financial freedom, you don't want that shit anymore. It's not that important to you. It's just not that important to you. We want those things because we're trying to fulfill a gap within ourselves. Okay, so Monday we talked about understanding what you would do for work if everything was taken care of. That'll help you understand the asset. That might take you a while to figure out. Number two is I'm giving you ways to help with mental health, right? To help clear the mind so you can have those clear thought processes to allow yourself to work through the process to figure out what you would do if work wasn't an object. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about self-motivation. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. As we always say, Warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go. Click the description down below to join 120 Challenge. You can start at any time, Warriors. Remember, if you don't start now, then when? If not you, then who? Okay? If you don't start now, then when? You'll never start. And if not you, then who? If you don't do it, somebody else will. Warriors, rise.